Greetings and welcome back to Touring the Ozarks. We're here at Captain D's and my friend Scott McWilliams sat down and he has McWilliams Pumpkin Patch. Tell us a little bit about how you got started on that, Scott.
Well, as a kid, I was fascinated by pumpkins, and I never grew up, I guess, so I'm still growing pumpkins, and it's our 29th year.
Which is amazing, too, because I remember taking my kids out there when they're young. Now I take my grandkids. The things that you have added and expanded over the years has just been amazing. Tell us a little bit about some of the things we've got the pumpkin patch now.
Okay, yeah, besides pumpkins, we've got several activities now, and we found out that families come to do activities more than just buy pumpkins.
Yes.
And so we've got train rides, and we've got bounce pillows, and we've got the big, two or three big slides, and all the critters they ever want to see.
And the critters, I know even though we live in a rural area, you'd be amazed how many young people have never been to a farm, so the chance for them to see those animals is huge. Tell us about what kind of animals you've got out there.
We got all the normal farm animals, but we've always got a few chickens that love to be played with. And we have these kids catch them, and mom takes more pictures of their kid holding a chicken than they do with pumpkins. But, you know, and we always have to have a sow with pigs. Oh, that's always a hit. And then we bought some emus, and so we've got some, I won't say exotics, but, and our llama, we've got llamas and alpacas, and mama llama just had her baby last week, so they'll get to see a little fella.
So does the little fella have a name yet?
No.
Maybe that's something we can work on this year.
Okay, yeah, you may have to. You know, I've got a dog, it's 5 years old, and I still call him Pup.
I never got around
to naming him.
Not only the pumpkins, too, but was it zinnias or sunflowers? Yeah. What did you plant last year that was so beautiful?
It started out where when we take our train down through the field and all, we always put out a little patch of sunflowers, and everybody got into, look at the monarchs. And so it started growing, and every year we had to put it. 2 years ago, we had 25 acres of sunflowers.
Wow.
And thousands of monarchs. And so I don't know if people come. They came to see the butterflies, I think. But now, we have to plant sunflowers two or three times to always keep some in bloom. People come from 100 miles just to take pictures in a huge field of sunflowers.
And that big term for that now, what they use is they call it agritourism. But the neat thing about having a business like that is you think about that. Somebody's coming there to get their pictures from their wedding. It's something that's going to mean something to them for the rest of their life.
I mean, you cannot believe the young ladies that want their senior picture taken in a field of flowers. But and we've got zinnias. We've got our zinnias already planted. But this rain finally helped. Maybe we'll get them up. They were just sitting there.
And I noticed that too. I had some out too, but it was like a far away out in the field because I couldn't get any water. So I was blessed we had this rain yesterday.
For sure. Hey, keep it up.
And tell us about too, when you guys open? When's your season? I know people can come in and take pictures now, but when's the main season for the pumpkin patch?
We try to be open 5 weekends of the year. And so we normally start traditionally the last weekend in September and then the 4 weekends in October. And so, but come October 31, after Halloween, we're shut down.
It's time to go.
Yes.
Scott, I just want to tell you how much this show is all about community, and you putting that business out there has made a difference in hundreds, if not thousands, of people's lives. So thank you.
People's already asking me, when are you going to be open? And I come to town, and little kids don't know me, but that's Pumpkin Man, Mom. That's Pumpkin Man. Where are we going? So that's good advertising.
It's great advertising, and I just want to tell you you're a good person. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you, Travis. You have a good day.
That was Scott McWilliams from McWilliams Pumpkin Patch. We'll be back with more Touring the Ozarks in just a moment.